They're just about
passing 12,000 feet. According to our tape meter, Houston.
Roger.
They've got a little less than 5,000 feet to go before they see the approach of the landing site.
Right here. You're out of 10,000 feet. Hook up your lanyard. Okay. And a buy for P-64. Okay. I'm trying to cheat and look out there. I think I see my crater. Hey, baby. I'm not sure. Coming through 7.
They hope that's the crater where surveyors park.
P-64. That's it. There's LPD.
Roger. Copy P-64.
1,000 updates. Hey, there it is. There it is! Son of a gun, right down the middle of the road!
Outstanding,
42 degrees, Pete. Hey, it's the size of the right center of the crater. Look out there. I can't believe it. Amazing. Fantastic. 42 degrees, dude. Just keep talking.
Slide it in. 42,
we're passing 3,500. Coming down at about 99 feet a second. You're looking good. Got 15% fuel. I'll reset my watch. Okay, I'm going for landing.
Over 1.
I just want LPD to the right a little. Roger, okay, Roger. 40 degrees.
Fantastic, I can't believe it.
You have 2,000 feet.
How far?
The boys on the ground do okay. 1,800 feet up, 39 degrees. You got 94 seconds of LPD time left.
Okay, I went up, move forward a little bit.
38 degrees, 36 degrees. You're 1,200 feet, Pete. Okay, 1,000 feet coming down at 30. You're looking good.
They're hovering now and finding where they want to land, where they want to touch.
Looks good out there, Dave. Looks good.
They're right on target with 2 minutes to land.
32 degrees. You're at 800 feet. 33 degrees. It's 680 feet. 33 degrees.
Remember,
600 feet. Antenna's okay. Thanks. 35 degrees. 530 feet. 530.
They're riding on a rocket plane.
You are all right. 426. I got it. 400. You're in C-66 feet. Thanks. C-66. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Gotta get over. 330 feet coming down at 4. Got 11%. Just slows the gas. 300 feet coming down at 5. Nice. Look at that crater right where it's supposed to be. It's just beautiful. 10%. 257 feet coming down at 5. 240 coming down at 5. Hey, you're really maneuvering around.
Yeah.
Come on down, Pete.
Okay.
10% fuel. 200 feet. Coming down at 3. You can come on down.
Okay.
190 feet. Come on down. 180 feet. 9%. You're looking good. Gonna get some dust before long. 130 feet. 124 feet, Pete. 120 feet coming down at 6. You got 9%. 8%. You're looking okay. 96 feet coming down at 6. Slow down the descent rate. 80 feet coming down at 4. You're looking good. 70 feet. Looking real good. 63 feet. 60 feet coming down at 3. 50 feet coming down. Watch for the dust. 46.
Low level.
42 feet coming down at 3. Coming down at 2. Okay. Start the clock. 42 feet coming down at 3. 40 coming down at 2. Looking good. Watch for that. 31, 32, 30 feet. Coming down at 2 feet. You got plenty of gas. Plenty of gas, dude. Hang in there.
30 seconds.
18 feet. Coming down at 2. He's got it made. Come on in there. 24 feet. Contact light.
Roger. Copy contact.
Clock. Pro. Yeah, pro.
They're on the moon.
It's normal.
18
okay.
Seconds early.
Contact you got your descending command override off.
Yep.
Okie dokie. You have cycle loop. Main shut off valve.
Okay.
Thought speed closed. We get both rakes closed, Dave.
The rakes are closed.
Good landing. Pete, outstanding, man. Answer arm on. Beautiful. He's got that fire. Okay, I'll smoke over the essence. The essence medium looks okay. Okay, descent red warning light. Don't worry about it. Ascent expendables look good. S2H2O. The book turned over. Okay, we're in hot shape, Houston. We're in real good shape.
Roger, Pete.
They can stop. You push it. Yep, pro. Both control, both auto. Both auto. Get engine command override off. Off. Engine arm off. Off. I got the 413 in cycle departure valve.
Okay.
Pressure ISO, valves are done, main shutoff's done. You've vented, master arm on. Master arm, you turned it off?
Master arm is off.
Okay, just watch the systems and stand by.
Okay.
Hey. Well, oh man, Houston, I'll tell you, I think we're in a place that's a lot dustier than Neil's. It's a good thing we had a simulator, because that was a high FR landing.
If you didn't read that, that was Dick Gordon calling congratulations from Yankee Clipper. Intrepid's on the moon safely, and both pilots, Conrad and Dean, are excited about their surroundings.
And they made that pinpoint landing. They should be within walking distance of the Surveyor unmanned camera robot, which they hope to walk to during their trip there.
We're getting a lot of static break up there. We'll get out of the way as soon as we can hear the voice clearly. What they're doing is, in effect, they're beginning to turn off switches and configure Intrepid to stay on the moon for 32 hours. The first go-no-go they get, however, is for 19 hours.
Where'd you put her down, Pete? Over on site 4?
That's a joke from Houston Control.
Those are about halfway between site 4 and site 3. I flew by the right side of the crater and then had to fly over to the left and land. We're in good shape.
Roger.
Please get your engine stopped, Pete. Okay. You guys did outstanding driving, Pete. I'll tell you, that thing was right down the middle. Beautiful.
Oh, glad to hear that, Pete. Intrepid Houston, we got your now 43.
I'm going to ride with another one, aviator. Okay. Roger. Bro, going to P12.
Okay.
1-2, header. Give me the time for P12. Okay.
And second landing on the moon. His fourth trip to the moon, and it looks like that orbital problem that they had on the three earlier flights has been totally and finally corrected. They brought it in right on the money. The problem caused because scientists didn't know the exact shape of the moon, and they...
110, 42, wait a minute.
We're unable always to accurately predict the orbit.
0200.
This is the checkout of the switches and condition of Intrepid to prepare for the stay on the moon. The two pilots talking to each other, and that navigational problem that Mort was talking about just a moment ago has certainly been licked by this new technique of updating the landing computerized pilot just before the descent starts and during the descent.
0-0-1-0-5. And all zip.
But the main thing is that Dick Gordon's navigation and Yankee Clipper, before he released and cut free Intrepid, was very close to the mark and pretty well pinpointed for the ground controllers the nose or the bump on the center of the moon that has been forcing previous Apollo ships to deviate.
Okay.
Plus
one in there.
Man,
I can't wait to get outside. Look at that.
Conrad.
A very talkative crew up there this time.
And excited, too.
What is that?
And very descriptive.
158. Okay. Box down up. Okay, loaded. Everything's ready to go. Oh man, it stood out so clear I couldn't believe it till I even took a peek. It's a nice place to land. Boy, sure was dusty though. Now, sorry, I flew by, but that was just going too fast. Nice touchdown. Felt like just a little bit on the back. A good thing we leveled off high. Yeah. And came down because I sure couldn't see what was underneath us once I got into that dust.
Hey, something's going to the right. Are you in it, just like you said?
That's a very significant comment there.
Look at those boulders out there on the horizon, Pete. Gee, right there.
Another one.
It's a pretty good place.
They're making two geological comparisons right there with Apollo 11.
Yeah. Those rocks. Are we over the area?
They're in an area of more dust and bigger rocks.
Oh, great.
They've obviously seen one of the two craters, the inside of it, between which they are parked.
Okay, Houston, are we go or stay?
Intrepid Houston, you're staying. If you'd like to recycle and try it again, we'll talk to Sim.
The reason for that is that Houston gave them the stay, and they didn't hear it. They were too excited.
We
were
still mad at him for earlier in the week.
Roger.
Okay, let's get our box. Okay, going to poop. Our box.
I'm trying to tell you that they are between the two craters, and they flew over one, saw the inside of it, and they're therefore close to the other, which contains the Surveyor spacecraft that they have to reach on the second moonwalk. Pete Conrad said he tried to land within 300 feet of that Surveyor spacecraft, and he may have done it.
It'll be 4 hours before they make their first moonwalk, and they both sound extremely anxious to get on with that business of crawling out of the lunar module Intrepid and making their way over the moon's surface, an area which they describe as quite beautiful.
Incidentally, on the target point of this landing, it's just for background reference purposes, it was originally targeted at 1,112 feet from the Surveyor spacecraft, and Conrad asked that corrected down to 350 feet. We'll see how close he is.
Up at Houston, the sea's holding fine, and the venting is going along well.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to start hustling along here, so I'd appreciate it if you give me a holler when it gets down into the 2 days range.
We'll do it, Pete.
They have quite a bit to do to tidy up the spaceship before they take a bite to eat. The flight plan calls for them first to get out of their helmets and gloves so they can work faster, and he just heard Pete Conrad say, we're going to hurry along here.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, over.
Houston calling the mothership, which is still orbiting.
Roger, Dick. Can you get the high gain pointed at us? We'd like to dump that tape recorder.
Okay, I'll fly pitch to 281. Let me get you some angles.
They want Gordon to feed back the information which he has obtained electronically on the descent portion of Intrepid's trip down to the moon.
And incidentally, he's almost overhead now. Yankee Clipper is almost
Clipper,
overhead.
Houston, did you copy that whole descent?
Intrepid.
That's affirmative.
Very good. Intrepid, Houston, you can close your aux vent. Leave the fuel open for a little while.
Conrad and Bean.
Closing the aux vent. Closed.
Have been on the moon for 10 minutes.
Houston, do you have a high gain?
Roger, Dick.
And of course, they're venting out that fuel system remaining in the descent propulsion engine and its tankage. All they'll need now is the ascent propulsion system and its control rocket. And they want to make sure that they're in a very safe status on those fuel tanks, which are in the bottom part of the Intrepid Moonlander. In the meantime, of course, the two pilots, Conrad and Bean, tidying up their cabin, getting ready for, shall we say, lunch on the moon?
They haven't given their moon base a name, such as Tranquility Base, have they?
Not yet, no. Who was it? Was it Conrad or Bean who said they wouldn't bother with a base that it was confusing radio calls because they had Clipper and Intrepid and Houston and they felt that was enough? Which one said that? I've forgotten it. One of the press conferences.
I recall the incident. I don't recall which of the two pilots said it. They are in the Sea of Storms. They are now
this
converting.
This is Apollo Control. The third and fourth humans to land on another planetary body. Two rather exuberant